בוקר טוב רבותיי, שבוע טוב. Today is יום שני בשבת קודש לסדר במדבר, כף וו בייר. Today is the Ramchal's Yartzeit. זה קצת וקדוש וברכה. So make sure to learn some מסילת ישרים, דעת תמונות, כתבי הרמח"ל על הקבלה, you know, whatever it is that floats your boat, make sure you do that today. Okay, טוב. So we were speaking about the level of connection to הקדוש ברוך הוא that you really don't care what's going on around you. והיינו שכיוון שהוא מאוהביו של מקום מגודל דבקותו באהבת השם, לא אכפת לו כלל אם יעליבוהו או יחרפוהו. You get to such a level of דבקות with Hashem that you don't care if people are speaking about you, they curse, it doesn't, that was the Ma'amar HaGemara, it doesn't really matter anymore, because you know, as long as you have Hashem, everything else is kind of irrelevant. על החסיד הזה נאמר הפרשה הראשונה, ולכן מודגש בה בכל מאודיך, right, פרשה ראשונה בקריאת שמע, where it says בכל מאודיך, ללמד על כך שאין סוף לאהבת השם. There's absolute, אהבת השם is limitless, אפילו נוטל כל ממונו, הוא מודל בכל מידה ומידה שהוא מודל. Meaning, even if Hashem takes away a person's, all of a person's money and he has a hard time panasa and whatever it is, you can't get him down. There's a famous story with Chafetz Chaim. His eldest son, Reb Leib, passed away very young, and he was, you know, he was an ilu, he was very tragic. And the Chafetz Chaim was standing at his open grave at the Levaya, and famously he raised his eyes to the Shamayim and he said, Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, I want to thank you. He says, until now, my heart was split, half belonged to you and half to my son Reb Leib, because I loved him so much. He says, now that you took him away, my whole heart is to you. That was the Chafetz Chaim's reaction to losing his son. But like, that's musagim, you know what I'm saying? That's not, I would say that's usually not the norm, but that's the musagim of the Chafetz Chaim. Hakarat Hashem Yitbarach ve'ahavato. Echad ha-simanim ha-mu'agim la'avodat Hashem, הוא קיום המצוות בזריזות, או כמו שמבואר מדברי הרמח"ל. Hey, there we go. Yep. Huh? Yeah. Well, I mean, he always brings down the Ramchal. Ramchal's a classic. You know, there's a famous vart that Rav Zundel Misalant, who was a Talmid Muvhak of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Zundel Misalant was he was one of the Gdole Marbitzei HaTorah VaMusar in Litta after Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So he asked Rav Chaim, he says, which Sefer Musar should I learn? So he told him, he says, all the Sefer Musar are good, but he said, Mesilat Yesharim should guide you. He said, Mesilat Yesharim yinahel otcha. That's the guide. Everything, not everything else, but all Sefer Musar are excellent, but the guide, the minahel, is the Mesilat Yesharim. כאשר יתאמת אצל האדם גודל ערך המצוות ורוב חובתו בהם, you start to realize how really responsible you are for the מצוות. ודאי שיתעורר ליבו אל העבודה ולא יתרפא ממנה. ואומנם, מה שיוכל להגביר ההתעוררות הזה הוא ההסתכלות ברוב הטובות שהקדוש ברוך הוא עושה עם האדם. Which means, what can really spur you to understand and to be passionate about your avodat Hashem? Think about how much tova HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers upon us. בכל עת ובכל שעה. והנפלאות הגדולות שעושה עמו מעת הלידה עד היום האחרון. ניסים, ניסים גלויים, ניסים נסתרים, from the moment we're born until עד זיבולה בתריתה. כי כל מה שירבה להסתכל ולהתבונן בדברים אלה, הנה ירבה להכיר לעצמו חובה רבה אל האל המטיב לו. The more you realize this, the more you think about this, the more you become indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the benefactor of all these טובות. ויהיו אלה אמצעים שלא להתעצל ויתרפא מעבודתו. כי הרי, הואיל ואינו יכול ודאי לגמול לו טובתו יתברך, you can't, what are you going to do? You're going to reciprocate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are you serious? You can't reciprocate. There's nothing that... אין ערוך לך השם אלוקינו, לא בעולם הזה ולא בעולם הבא, לא בממת המשיח ולא בתחיית המת. קדוש ברוך הוא, whatever we do at any stage is not enough to reciprocate. לפחות יודע לשמו ויקיים מצוותיו. The least we can do is thank Hashem and perform his מצוות. אך, בכדי לראות בגדולתו של השם יתברך, צריך ראייה רוחנית. You can't just look at it from a physical materialistic vantage point. You have to look at it spiritually. כלומר, שיתרומם מהבית הגשמי המוגבל וישתמש בעיניו הרוחניות. You got to use your spiritual eyes. וכך יכיר יותר בגדלות הקדוש ברוך הוא. How so? ולדוגמה, אסטרונום החוזה במערכת הכוכבים, בזמן שמחזיק מכשיר טוב, צופה בו למרחוק ושמח מאוד, כי רואה ברור את הכוכבים בכל צורתם. If you have an astronomer, if he has like a good telescope and whatever, you know, like us regularly, you look up at the shamayim, you say, wow, nice stars, you know, constellations, that's great. Anyway, aval, if you have like a real astronomer and he has, you know, the Hubble telescope, you can really see, huh? And he's a gavra. Anyway, bekitzer, yeah. Oh, you guys. Anyway, bekitzer, you have it, Baruch Hashem. It's the lumdus is in there. It's in the blood. Anyway, it's good. It's good to have lumdus in your bloodstream. Mikol makom. Yeah, healthy. Anyway, so he can see so far. I don't know if you ever went to a planetarium. I like this stuff. You go and you see the planets and the stars. Oof, is it vanim? And eno dome. You can't even compare. So that's exact. You look at a Kadosh Baruch Hu from a superficial vantage point. It's like, oh, wow, Hashem, you're really great. High five. And aval, you know, if you're thinking for a second and you really make cheshbon and you look spiritually at everything a Kadosh Baruch Hu, every minute detail of our lives that is provided for by Me'ito Yitbarach, you can't even fathom. וכך להבדיל בעבודת השם יתברך על ידי הראייה הרוחנית, מתבונן האדם בחסדיו של מקום ומכיר בטובתו, ומגביר בליבו את אהבתו אליו יתברך. That only serves to heighten, to increase our love of הקדוש ברוך הוא. ולימוד התורה מסייע לראייה רוחנית. Yeah, it's interesting. He explains this a little bit later. How do you get these spiritual eyes? How do you get that? It says לימוד התורה is a big, you know, it helps a lot in doing this. וממנה יבוא לאהבת השם וקיום מצוותיו בזריזות. Because הקדוש ברוך הוא and the Torah are really one. So the more you get to know the Torah, you really get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, and that helps you to decipher. You know, there's a lot of things that go on in our life that you need to sit down and decipher. It's like a puzzle. You don't really, you know, everything's mixed up, whatever, and the Torah helps you make seder and see things clearer. Not to say that you're going to understand the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, whatever, but things become clearer when a person delves in Torah. So that's a big thing. Okay, let's start the next paragraph a little bit. שלושה ענייני אהבה, וכמו במעלות התשובה והביטחון שיש דרגות שונות, just like in any מידה, there's different levels. כמו כן, באהבת השם יש מדרגות רבות, ולהבינם נקדים יסוד במהות האהבה. Right, let's explain just a little, let's preface אהבה. הנה, בכל ענייני אהבה בעולם יש גימל סוגים. אהבה טבעית, אהבת תועלת ואהבת התפעלות. Okay, now just to, he's going to go into each one of them. There's a natural love, okay, that we know. There is a love based on self-interest, which is based on ulterior motives. And then there's this, you know, wondrous love, like, whoa, that's, and he's going to break it down. I think maybe we should leave this for tomorrow. טוב, עד כאן.